We are learning Masechta Sivah, Mastaf Ayin, Chesam Beis, and we are beginning the second line from the top, at the end of the line. Also, Rabbeinu Amar Yechanan, Be'umois, Olachachar HaZachar, by Umois, we go Basra Zachar. We'll see what that means in a second. Nizgairu wants to become Geirim, Holachachar Pogum. To go after the Pogum Shevashneim. The one who's worse from both of them. What does this mean? So Mark explains both. Be'umois, Holachachar HaZachar. What it means by Umois, Holachachar HaZachar, we're talking about the Shiva Amin. Loch is, by the Shiva Amin, says, Lo'sechaye Kol Neshama. You're not allowed to let the Umois, Shiva Umois live. And therefore, you definitely can't buy them for Avodim because you're not like. So you go back to the Zacha. Okay, tie it into the this is Parashas Bahar. In the Pasuk says, I can't purchase an Eved from the Shiva Amim because it's Chayek on the Shama. But what about someone from Africa, from the African nations, marries a Kananis, Vahoylud Ben, and has a child? Could I use that son as an Eved? So the Pasuk says, yes, you can buy from the Bnei HaTeshavim. A Teshav means someone who came from out of the country to live here. When we assume that you always live in the woman's place, that's the main place where the children are born, that's where you live. So here, someone who came to live here in Canaan probably was someone from Africa who married a Canaanis. And still it says, I'm allowed to purchase a Eved. So it must be, you go basar the Zachar. The Zachar is the African, and therefore, it's you're allowed to buy that Eved. That's what you see. Yochav l'echav na Canaanim, shbalachas mumoyz. What about if a Canaani man marries an African woman, the child is a mutter, or you go basar the father? So the pasuk says, "Go back to the father." Violet Ben, after Rosh Hashanah, you think you're allowed to buy Eved? Tamaloymar, Asher halidu ba'artzchem, mina lodim ba'artzchem, loy mina garim ba'artzchem. It says, "The gamnei atayshavim, von beitayshavim, who give birth in your country," which means the lady came from your country and the man came from out of the country. Masha inkein hagarim, loy mina garim ba'artzchem, that the lady came here to live. We're really supposed to live somewhere else. There. You cannot buy that Eved, because there is a case where Kanani married a Isha from a different country. So there, you cannot buy that Eved. Why? Because it goes back to the father who's from here, and they came to live here by the husband's place, and that's called a ger, because that's the normal place to live. They usually live by the woman's place. So that's called a garim baratzchem, and we darash, and a shalit baratzchem, and a lot of baratzchem, and a garim baratzchem. Someone who comes here to live, not in the right place where you usually give birth, because the ima usually comes from, usually stays where they are. Here the ima came from Shah Umais that married a Kanani. There the halach is, it's also. So you see from the psukim that you go basar the zacha. When it comes to Umais Olam, you go basar the zacha. In the skyru. But if they became gerim, halakha pogim b'shevashneim, you go basar the worst psul between both of them. What's the example? B'ma, ilay mitzri shenosa ha-mayinis, to a mitzri ger that married a ha-mayinis, the halach is that they're allowed to marry Amoinus, because Amoinus is Amoinus by Amoinus. My pogum shivishneim. What's the pogum shivishneim? There, of course, the child's a mitzri, because the Amoinus is a regular kosher yid. She's a regular kosher yid. So, and there, you don't need to tell me, it goes back to the pogum shivishneim, because they're not pogum shivishneim. Only one of them is pogum. It's not two pogums. Pogum shivishneim, actually, they're both pogum. It's only one pogum. My pogum shivishneim is bay. Amoinus. It says the Amoinus by Amoinus. Ella, but Amoini should also mitzvahs. Amoini that married a mitzvahs. So there, Amoini married a mitzvahs. It's not Bekal Hashem. Amoini married a mitzvahs. They're allowed to do that. So he's there. What's the din of the child? So he's Zachar. If they have a boy, have a Shadi Bas Amoini. The child's also forever. It's Amoini. In a Keva, if they have a girl, so really, if it go Bas to the father, it would be she'd be Mutter. But here you have a father, you have a mother who's a mitzvah. Have a shadi basa mitzvah, also mitzvahs. So if a moini does shidduch with a mitzvahs, you always go basa the pogum shvishneim. And it depends what child's born. If it's a zachar, I'd rather be a moini, because a moini is also forever, and this is only adar shlishi. If you go basa pogum shvishneim. If it's a nekeva, if it goes to the moini, it'd be mutter. Here you go basa the mother who's a mitzvahs. That's the halacha. So in the sky, halacha pogum shvishneim, the one that's worse between both of them. Zok the mishta vayter, mamzerim v'nesinim isurim. Asurim the Asur, the Asurim Israelim, and it's also forever. Echaz Charm Vechna Kemis. Hai Zcharim, Shana Kemis. Mamzu we know comes from Chalikas Atanoim, but Pasha comes from Chayavik Krisis. And the Loch is also Loilam, the Mishnah says, and Sai Zcharim Shana Kemis. Nesinim is a nation of Shiva Amim that came to Yeshua and asked them to, they wanted to become a Gerim, and it's a Shaila if it's their Asa Daraisa, Asa Darabanan, and the Gemara will discuss about the Nesinim. But first, our Gemara will discuss Mamzerim. If you look at the Psukim, the Pasuk, the Asa Mary and Klai Yisrael, the Nesinim. It's like a Shiva Amim. Now, the first Gemara that discussed Mamzerim. Mamzerim, it says, Lo Yavai Mamzer V'Kal Hashem, Gam Dar Asiri, Lo Yavai Lo V'Kal Hashem. Also, the 10th generation can't come V'Kal Hashem. What about the 11th generation? Is it Mutta or not? Don't say Arayilam, this is Dar Asiri. So if you look at the Pasuk Amoini Ma'avi, it says, Lo Yavai Amoini Ma'avi V'Kal Hashem, Gam Dar Asiri, Lo Yavai Lehem V'Kal Hashem, Ad Oilam. So it says the word Ad Oilam by Amoini. And there's as Dar Asiri also. So we make Xer Shava. Just like the Asiri by Amoini Ma'avi is Ad Oilam, by Mams is also Ad Oilam. You just know that, and that will help us with the Gemara. Omra Shlokash. Mamzeres, what? What's all the way around? By Amoini says Ad Oilam, and by Mams it just says Ad Dar Asiri. So maybe Lem Zer Shavim Mutter. Teach us Ad Oilam that we make Xer Shava Asiri Asiri.
Why wouldn't it say Asiri?
It just means, like, you know, even the 10th Dar, that's what it means. But you wouldn't die attached to that yourself, Alexander Shava. It means even Dar Asiri. Omar Shlokash, Mamzeres, La'achar Asar Doris Muteres. A Mamzeres, after 10 Doris is Mutter. Why? Yalav Asiri Asiri Ma'amoini Ma'avi. Ma'alahal Nekevis Muteres. Just like by Amoini Ma'avi, the Nekevis Amutter, Afkan Nekevis Muteres. Here also by Mamzer, the Mamzeres is Mutter. So, Vaitimari, Malahala, Miyad, there, even the first dar, Amoinis is Mutter. Afka Miyad, the Mazarish Mutter first dar. So, the Gemara, Kia Hani Xerishav, Masiri Ve'elech. The Xerishav works Masiri Ve'elech. Why? Because until Dar Asiri, the Pasuk of Mamzer alone is Asir. And Mamzer, we darshan before, means even a lady. Why? Because Mumzar, it's a Mumzar, it's a foreign Mum that makes them into a Mamzer. But after Dar Asiri, where your whole Mikar is from Amun Amayav, because really by Mams will only be told Dar Asiri. The whole Makar is from Amun Amayav. So there, it can't be better than Amun Amayav. Can't be better than Amun Amayav. Therefore, Mamzeres Mutter after Dar Asiri. That's the Chesed in the Gemara. So the Gemara, for the Gemara, Vanan Tanan, which is not like that. Vanan Tanan, Mamzerim Vinasinim, Isuron Asurin, but Isurin Isailim, is Osvever, Echaz Char Mechne Kevis. So La'ilim, it's also even a Kevis, not like Rish Lakish. My answer is like Kasha. How come I'm a doy mino umino? How come I'm a doy mino vuki basra? That means the chalikis all over Shas at Tanoim. How do you work with a zera shav like this? When you make a zera shav, can you do it halfway or not? One man them was doy mino umino. That when you learn out from a series from Amun Amayav, it can't be. It has to be exactly like Amun Amayav. So you're learning out that it could be more than 10 dairis, that's Asr, but it can't be better than Amun Amayav. Amun Amayav is only Zcharim, he's only Zcharim. You can't learn more than that. Doi mino, we know. You learn out from there, you learn the whole package. That's what Rav Shlokash holds. Our Mishnah holds Doi mino uva oki v'asa. You learn out that Dar Asiri is Lav Dafka, means Ad Oilam. And now you go back to the Locha Mamza, which means the Kavis Asr. It's Doi mino uva oki v'asa. You put it v'asa, which means in this, by Gavi Mamza, the Kavis Asr. So you stick it Basra, that's the pshat. And that's the machlokes. So therefore, it's not kashan shlokes, because there is a machlokes tanoim about how to do gzeri shabbos. Doim mino mino, doim mino mino asra. And that's the machlokes, rosh shlokes and amishta, which way you're going, which way you're doing gzeri shabbos. Sholos Rab Eliezer, Mamzeres lacha asar dori mahu. They ask Rab Eliezer, what's the halacha? Mamzeres after 10 dairies. Om lehem, me, it's not negeya shayla. Me yitin li dar shlishi v'atreru. Give me a third dar mamzer. Show me a third dar mamzer, and I will be retiring, making like a guzma. I never saw a third dar mamzer. Why? Because Hashem makes sure that mamzerim get killed at a klai yisrael. We don't want mamzerim to spread in klai yisrael. Alma, we see he holds kasav a mamzer olachai. A mamzer doesn't live. V'chein Rav Huna mamzer olachai. Who knows? You should say that. You should say over this memra that mamzer don't live. Right, the Gemara, our Mishnah is not like that. Vanan Tanan, Mamzerim as Surim, Vesurim is Oilam, the Asa forever. So you see, they do live. It's Oilam. And the Mashal speaks out, you could have been asked in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Gam Dar Asiri, Lo Yavalahem. You see, they do live. They live till 10 Dars, or more. Amrav Zera, Ledim Efarshim Lulei Menei Rav Yehuda. They explain me, this member of Rav Yehuda who used to say this also, Lo Chayai, the Adia Chaya. If everyone knows he's a mamzer, he lives. He can live 10 dairies and more. Why? Because everyone knows he's a mamzer, and they'll be careful not to marry with him. The lo yedia, if this guy is a mamzer that no one knows about, has Kares Baruch Hu is works it out that lo yichaye, he will not live. The idea of lo yedia, if someone is like, you know, wishy washy, people know, but not everyone knows. The ad plus the dar yichaye, he lives three daris, tfei lo yichaye, doesn't live more than that. Like Rashi explains, because at plus dari, there's a hiri inchi, chaye tvei, people are careful for three daris. But tvei lechai, the kibin lav dava baru, mishtachim, is not a clear thing, people will forget, and therefore Hashem arranges that he will not live more than three daris. There was a maisa, who dava, shuza the Rav Ami, there was this person who was in the neighborhood of Rav Ami, Omar Alav, they gave out a kol kairei, the mamzer hava, that he's a mamzer. Bachi Vazel, he was crying, he was so upset, he telling him what I'm a mamzer. Amalei, what do you mean? Chayim is Adlach. I just gave you life. If no one knew you were a mamzer, you would not have lived. But now, that everyone knows you're a mamzer, now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let you live. We're not worried about you being metamen to Klal Yisrael. Zokti Gemara Vayta. Omer Rav Chana Ba'ada, Nesinim David Goza Aleim. The nation of Nesinim, David made the Gzeir on them. Now, the Nesinim were a nation that came to Yehoshua, and they said they want to. They said they're from Africa or from some different place, and they wanted to make shalom, and Yeshua accepted them and made them into Gerim, and then he found out that they were just tricking, him. And therefore he appointed them, he made them into workers for the Mishkan, and workers avadim v'klai Yisrael, made them into avadim, and therefore they shouldn't get mixed into Klai Yisrael. At a later date, the David HaMelech made a gzera them also, made a gzera on them. And tomorrow's daf, tomorrow we'll explain, like, what a minute, Yeshua's gzera, or David's gzera, what's going on, exactly what the gzera is, we'll talk about Tosfos. But like upon him, our Gemara says here, the Nesinim David Gaza Lehem, and our Gemara's going to go through a maisa here, what was the reason why David decided to make the Nesinim, us in the Klai Yisrael, or made him into Avadim. We'll see this in the Maisa, and then tomorrow we'll handle exactly what Nesinim were. Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, Vayikra HaMelech LeGevoinim, Vayim Aleim, VaGevoinim Loi B'mnei Yisrael Hema, which Rashi says means that he said they're not Royal Lover Bekal. That's what it means. My time of Gozaleo, why was David goes on them? It says in the Pasuk, Vayhi Ra'av Me David, Sholi Shonim Shonach HaShonim. There was a major hunger, a drought in the days of David, 3 years in a row, one year after another. So Shana Rishayna, the first year of drought, Amar Lahem, he told Klai Yisrael, maybe there are people doing Avodah Zarah, and because of that, we're getting this terrible oinish of this raw. Tichsev, it says in the Pasuk, in Shema, Vavaratem al Himachir, Mishtachvisem Lahem, Vatar Shmaim, Lo Yomotar, that because of Avodah Zarah, a drought happens. So Batku, they checked the Klai Yisrael, Lo Yomotsu, they didn't find anyone doing Avodah Zarah. The next year, again, there was a hunger, Shania. Amalem Shema, Oivra Avarish, maybe the people doing Znos. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk, Vayimonu Revivim Umalkosh, Loihoya, there was no rain. Umetach Isha Zoyna, Hoyalach Manta Yakalim, he says there's a Zoyna Hashaych is to a drought. Botku Vilimotsu, they didn't find anyone in Klai Yisrael, they didn't have a major problem as Znos. The third year, Shema, maybe the people who are saying they're donating millions of dollars to Stockholm, ain't nice, they're not giving. And the Chesiv says in the Pasuk, Nesim v'ruach v'geshem oyin, ish misal matas sheker. That when the Nesim ruach oyin, when they don't have rain, and when people lie, and they say they give a present, they're not giving a matana, they're not giving the tzedakah. Omar, they looked around and didn't find people like that. So Omar must be, ain't a dava tali alabi. It must be something that has to do with the malchus. It has something to do with the malchus that's what is making this rav. Something that I could take care of myself, not Klai Yisrael. So Miyad by Vakish David is Pnei Hashem. David went ahead to ask the Urim Tumim. Like, Mahi, what's Pnei Hashem? Or Aslaka Shah of Urim Tumim. My mashma, what do you see in the pasuk Pnei Hashem means Urim Tumim? Or Malaza, I see Pnei Pnei. Ksiv Hacha, Vakish David Pnei Hashem. Ksiv Hassam by Yeshal Loy Mishra the Urim Lefnei Hashem. So you see, Lefnei Hashem, Pnei Hashem means the Urim Tumim. And Hashem answered, Vayim Hashem, you know why you have this rav? El Shaul, El Beis Adam, Hashem is Gevainim. Two problems. El Shaul, Shal Hispid Kalacha. When Shaul was Nifter, you did not give a Hispid Kalacha. That's one Taina. Taina number two, El Beis Adam, Hashem is Gevainim. This Taina is on Shaul. Shaul killed out the Gevainim. Right, the Gemara, Vechehecha Metzinim, Shal Hashem is Gevainim. Where do you find Shaul killed the Gevainim? Ella, we find that Shaul killed out the Noiv Ir HaKehanim. He killed out the whole city of Kehanim that was supplying Shiloh. Why? Because he held that they protected David HaMelech. And Da'igadam is a Lashon Hara about them. And he killed out the Ir Oiv. Now, Ir Noiv. Because of that, there was no more Kehanim. So the Gevainim who were working for the Kehanim lost their job. It's like he killed the Gevainim. So the Pasuk saying, the two Tainas here. First of all, Taina, you were Nisbat Shal Kalacha. And second of all, he killed the Gevainim. And he needed Kapara for that. That's why he had the Rav. And I met Shem, tomorrow's daf, we will continue from here, 3 lines from the bottom, continuing the story of the Nesinim and the Gevainim, and with David HaMelech and the Rav.